There are four great old thunderbirds. The Wakia of the West is the foremost among them. He lives in his teepee on top of a high mountain in the sacred Pahasapa, the Black Hills. The Wakia hates all that is dirty. He loves what is clean and pure. He is clothed in clouds. His body has no form, but he has giant, four-jointed wings. He has no feet, but enormous claws. He has no head, but a huge, sharp beak with rows of big, pointed teeth. His voice is the great thunderclap, and the smaller, rolling thunders are the cries of his children, the little thunderbirds. His color is black. The thunder beings are guardians of the truth. When you swear on the sacred pipe, you can say nothing but the truth. If you lie, the Wakia will strike you with their lightning bolts. But the thunderbirds are good spirits, even if they frighten us sometimes. They stand for rain and fire and the truth, and they like to help people. You cannot see the Wakia because they are wrapped in robes of dark clouds, but when they are talking to you through the thunder, you can smell the Wakangali, the electricity, all around, and you can feel their presence. The Thunderbirds were glad when human beings began to inhabit the Earth. The humans respected them and prayed to them. In return, the Wakia watched over the humans and gave them rain for their crops. But Ukdehi, the great water monster, did not like humans. Ukdehi was shaped like a gigantic scaly snake with feet. She had a huge horn coming out of the top of her head, and she filled the whole of the Missouri River from end to end. When humans began to inhabit the land, the great Ukdehi grumbled and muttered in her deep, watery voice. What are these tiny, lice-like creatures crawling all over the place? They take my water and steal my fish. I don't like them. So the great Ukdehi began to puff up her body until she got so big that the great Missouri River began to overflow. Her children, the little water monsters, did the same with their lakes and streams. They created a great flood that began to spread over the whole land, forcing the people to climb to the top of the highest mountain. Even there, the water kept on rising, and the waves threatened to sweep them away. Thank you. saw what was happening, he called out to his children, "What's to be done? I like these humans. I don't want them to be drowned. We must save them from Umtehi." And the Thunderbirds flew down and began to do battle with the evil water monsters. Was long and desperate. Finally, the Wakiatranka called out, "My children, the Umtehi are winning. Our country is the air. Our power comes from the sky. Come, follow me." And the Thunderbird and his children flew up high in the sky, and when he gave the signal, they all shot off their lightning bolts at the same instant. The forest burst into flames. The waters boiled, then dried up. The earth glowed red hot, and the water monsters sizzled and fried until just their huge bones were left, turned into rock. Had burned out, the humans came down off the mountain, and as they came, they sang a song of thanks to the Wakiatranka. Even today, we are reminded of the great battle that took place between the Thunderbirds and the water monsters when scientists find the huge fossilized bones of the great Umtehi buried in the badlands of Nebraska and the Dakotas.